Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows that you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell School, and Sports Talk, as well as the local content you crave on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Time to get into some fantasy football talk, folks. For that, we turn to Chad Parsons, Under the Helmet Fantasy Show podcast on the Believe Network. Chad, thanks so much for the time today, man. How's your fantasy season going so far?
Going well. All you can do is try to be above 500 here in the early weeks, and you know all your attention to it over the first couple of months really pays dividends.
For sure, no doubt about it. When you look at the waiver wire going into tomorrow, what are some of the names out there you feel like that folks should really be targeting to bolster their lineups?
Yeah, it's a great week. No matter what you're looking for, there are guys that you can plug and play at each of your positions. I think the biggest name and who might go for the most money in most leagues and available in about half the leagues is Cam Scadabo. He really took over the lead role there with the Giants. Week one, he took over for Devin Singletary, the running back 2 job. Week two, took over for Tyrone Tracy. Just keep stepping up that ladder. So that was one of the big shakeups on a depth chart, and starting running backs are gold, you know, in your typical league. So If he's out there and it's about half the leagues, he is probably the biggest name available.
You know, Chad, I wanted to ask you about, because I'm a concerned Brian Thomas Jr. fantasy owner. Listen, you see the tape and you see all these clips on Twitter of him dropping passes, looking kind of disinterested, just a brutal week two performance against Cincinnati. Is it panic time for Brian Thomas Jr. owners, or is it just kind of stay put, relax, he'll be fine, and he'll get it going eventually? Because it's obviously been a slow start. I know he's apparently got a wrist injury, is something that Liam Cohen had kind of admitted the other day when talking to Jaguars media. Just your general thoughts on Brian Thomas Jr. and his slow start.
Yeah, the volume's there. I would remind folks about, and we're hand-wringing again with this guy, but Mark Andrews a year ago, where he would basically had an 0-4 in September, and he came out of it. He was a top 5 tight end the rest of the season. And for Brian Thomas, he's out there 38 routes per game, and his target rate is right up there with what you want for a top 12, top 15 fantasy wide receiver. So I'm not worried. And one of the biggest things is we didn't know if Travis Hunter was going to be a big influence here. Well, week two, they had an injury in the defensive backfield. He starts playing a lot more on the defensive side as opposed to week one. And let's be fair, Travis Hunter, if you haven't been following the jersey number, you probably didn't even know he was playing on offense. That's how little impact he's had through 2 weeks. So I think level of competition for targets is not overly high. Travis Hunter doesn't look like he's going to be an impingement on Brian Thomas. And he was an all-timer. Like that rookie season last year, and that carries over. You cannot reproduce that very much. And so with Brian Thomas, I wouldn't be worried. The only concern I have in Jacksonville is Trevor Lawrence, because a lot of the greatest production Brian Thomas had was with Mac Jones. He's gone, and then Trevor Lawrence, can he fuel a lot of fantasy production around him? He hasn't really done that yet in his career.
Chad, for me, drafting-wise, I'm notoriously late in the game getting into tight ends. And so once again, this season, I'm kind of scrambling around looking for someone. And curious what you think about a guy right here in New Orleans, Juwan Johnson. He's been getting the targets. We've seen some drops, though, from him on the first 2 weeks. But overall, Juwan Johnson's status going forward.
Yeah, this is your last week to get him, I think. The good news is if you need a tight end, in a typical 10-12 team league, there's just not a lot of demand. Therefore, you can almost kind of walk up to the drive-through window and the waiver wire, and there's not going to be a lot of competition. But I think this is it, because he hits a lot of the markers for a long-term, meaning season-long, top 10 tight end. And he did have that touchdown drop, end zone drop right in his hands. But that volume and the fact that we haven't had Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed step up yet, and the fact that this quarterback has a big-time connection with Juwan Johnson. He's available 40-45% of leagues, but he has the number one tight end matchup here in week 3 against Seattle. They lock down wide receivers. It's early with these data points, but Juwan Johnson is here to stay. And he was on this trajectory a few years ago before injuries and just everything went chaos, you know, with the offense in general with New Orleans. So he's back. He was on this trajectory a while ago, and it's no surprise that he's up there with 20 targets in 2 weeks.
Spicy.
Yeah, it's really funny with the tight end position just in general, because you have the guys like Trey McBride and Brock Bowers who are always going to be at the top of the list, which is why they go in the first few rounds of any fantasy draft. But, you know, one guy that went a little bit late, and I want to ask you if this is really sustainable, first and foremost, is Tucker Kraft for Green Bay. Because it feels like that passing offense for Green Bay, they got all these different weapons that Jordan Love can spread the ball around to. So maybe target numbers aren't always going to be great for Tucker Kraft. But, man, that dude is making the most of every time that Jordan Love throws him the ball. Obviously, the 124 yards and touchdown performance that he had against Washington, you're not going to see that every single week. But through the first 2 weeks, he's the number one ranked, you know, tight end in PPR leagues. And I think he's been awesome early on. Is it really sustainable for Tucker Kraft to be this solid as a tight end one for the entire season?
I think so, because Jordan Love, for folks that forget, the last 6-7 weeks of 2023, he was literally one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, all quarterbacks. And last year he played through injury quite a bit, missed a few games, but the big part is he played through injury. Now he's extending plays, and really, they don't have anyone, especially with Jaden Reed out, they don't have anyone to peruse the seam, and that's where his big touchdown and big yards after catch come from, is right down the seam when everyone's paying attention to the speed of Matthew Golden and Romeo Doubs on the outside and all of this. So Tucker Kraft, the routes have always been low, so that's the concern. But there's no one that's really taking away from his touchdown opportunities on this offense. If it's not Josh Jacobs, it's Tucker Kraft. And so he is the exact type that a lot of times we think that a guy doesn't have a big ceiling, but tight ends, their peak window to have their max, whatever their prime biggest season ever will be fantasy is 25 to 30 years old. So it's not Kyle Pitts coming out in year one and then he fizzles. It is typically this career arc where they show well enough, they hold the starting job, and eventually the offense finds that perfect storm in a season where they hit 10, 12 touchdowns. He already has two in two games. And nothing on this wide receiver core really scares you. Matthew Golden has not been a big influence so far, and they've already had an injury.
Chad, definitely appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Where can folks get more up-to-date fantasy info from you?
Absolutely. Under the Helmet podcast, as well as utahsfantasy.com for all of your fantasy needs.
That's Chad Parsons right there, folks. Thanks so much for the time, Chad, and happy week 3.
Absolutely.
Chad Parsons, Under the Helmet Fantasy Show on the Believe Podcast Network, joining us there. And man, oh man, we'll see if the Saints squad can continue to, I guess, evolve. You're looking at these offense at least put up more numbers. Would love to see another 3-touchdown performance from Spencer Rattler. But yeah, Juwan Johnson's been out there on the waiver wire. Been tempting to me, Charlie. I don't know.
Yeah, so I drafted David Njoku as my starting tight end late because it's just like, you know, I didn't get Bowers or McBride, so I'm going to kind of hold off. I get Njoku as my starter, and then I get Kraft as my backup.
Ooh-wee.
Later on.
I hope you had Kraft in last week.
Bench.
Oh,
like 20, I hate when that 25 happens. Points on my bench, but yeah. I still won, so it's okay. But he has now entered my starting lineup as the TE1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.